chapter of the book of Genesis, praise God, we find, amen, that God always acts in our behalf. Amen. He's always looking out for you and looking out for me. And though, praise God, the things that God, amen, has to do when he's dealing with us, amen, may not always be pleasant. Can you say amen? Amen. God is always working, praise God, toward our best interest. And so, praise God, we find out, praise God, that Adam, amen, I don't know how many years, thank you, Jesus, I don't know how many years, praise God, that amen. Adam, amen, praise God, walked in fellowship with God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, praise God. But time came when sin entered in. Let me stop just to announce our church offering. Thank you for $1,029. Let's be yes, praise God. Yes, you better praise him. And so it is, can you say amen, that amen, the time came, hallelujah, praise God, when Adam, amen, chose to disobey God. And in that disobedience, praise God, he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He ate of that fruit, can we say amen, and amen, praise God, and the Lord, amen, did not want man to be in a place, praise God, where he could not be reached by way of the redemption. And so, praise God, in the Garden of Eden, where Adam was the tree of life. Amen. But God put him out. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, separated him from the tree of life and from the fellowship with God. Amen. No longer, amen, praise God, will God come and walk with Adam in the cool of the evening. Can you say amen? No longer, praise God, will he have access readily to God as he had before. Amen, praise God. The tree of life was separated from him, and that fellowship that he had enjoyed with the Most High God, amen, was broken. Amen, praise God. And God, amen, dispatched the cherubim, amen, to stand at the gate of the Garden of Eden, amen, with a flaming sword that turned every way. Amen, praise God, that if man even attempted to go back where he had been put out from, amen, praise God, it would be clear to him that access was denied. Amen, praise God, in the times that we live in, praise God, amen, you know, praise God, to gain access to, amen, that kind of information that we want, we, hallelujah, need a proper username and a proper password. And if you don't have a proper username and a proper password, amen, the computer where you want to get into, amen, praise God, by virtue, amen, praise God, of the actions that it ain't going to let you in, it's telling you access is denied. Can we say amen? And so it was, praise God, amen, praise God, that Adam found himself in a place where, praise God, he could not get back to the former, praise God, glories that he had enjoyed. Hallelujah. No longer, praise God, amen, praise God, would he be in that beautiful garden where, amen, praise God, the fruits of the trees of the garden would just present themselves to him. There was no toil there. There was no labor there. There was no sweat of the brow there. Amen, praise God. Amen. But after Adam was put out, he could look back where he came from, but there was no way for him to get back, amen, into that fellowship with God. He could not get back into that holy place because sin, hallelujah, will separate us from the Lord. You ought to give him a praise today. Can you say amen? I don't know. You don't know. I don't know how many years, amen, Adam might have walked past, amen, and looked on that cherubim, praise God. reminding him over and over and over again, you're not going to come back in here. There is no way to get back to the God, amen, praise God, that you disobeyed. Amen. I don't know how heavy his heart might have been. Can you say amen? Amen. But God was working the plan that he had. Hallelujah. He was not going to leave man out eternally. The day would come, amen, when, hallelujah, God would embrace man again into his bosom as he had before. Thank God for the love of God, amen, who don't wash his hands of us when we mess up real bad. You better praise him today. Thank God, hallelujah, that he still is patient. Well, I thank God that he who provides the fruit of the Spirit have all of the fruit of the Spirit. And our God is a God who is long suffering. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? And because he's long suffering, amen, he would be patient to bring man back to where man needed to be. Because outside of God, we are just nothing. Can we say amen? And without God, you can't do anything. Y'all ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? And so God allow man to walk in his own human consciousness. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But you know, dealing with human conscience, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is death. Can you say amen? And so praise God, when man tried to get back to God, amen, by the exercise of his own will, he found out access was denied. You ought to praise him again. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God allowed a human God
came to Moses. Amen. On Mount Sinai. Amen. God gave 10 commandments. We call it the Decalogue. Can you say amen? He gave Israel a standard. Amen. That reflected his holiness. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor the law. Amen. Reflected the righteousness of God. But the law didn't make nothing perfect. In other words, it was weak to the flesh. Can you say amen? The law couldn't help you. It would condemn you, but it wouldn't help you. Can you say amen? It would tell you you're dirty. Can you say amen? But you had to have the strength to wash. It would tell you that you're coming short. Can you say amen? But it would tell you you gotta do what I tell you to come up to the mark. Amen. What? Amen. Did Paul say, oh wretched man that I am? Can you say amen?
Better pray, give the day. Can you say amen? And so you, son.
Let us come boldly. Can you say thank you, Jesus? See, you don't want to be fooling around when God come to the church trying to get the right code and use it. Say thank you, Jesus. You fiddling around. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We this, that, and the other. And amen. Praise God. And God's coming quick. Fast in a hurry. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Everything you've trying to do, coming up, access denied. Access denied. Access, and you know you. Can you say amen? They got us so long to get it together. Can you say amen? Why not obey the gospel?
Amen.
Accept the word of God. Why not repent of your
sin
and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, and let God fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. God said on the day of the Feast of Tabernacles, amen, if any man thirsts, let him come to me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God will give us that we have in need of. But you can't get it anywhere.
No.
You gotta come to Him. One Lord, they say, and it's the truth. One faith, they say, and it's the truth. And one
faith.
You don't want to hear access denied. Obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let God work in your life. Not only will He save you, He will keep and deliver you.
Yes,
anytime you need Him, He will be there for you.
Yes,
because no child